Here's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour. We're talking EKU women's basketball with head coach Greg Todd. That's what's cooking on today's Sports Stove Local Hour.
McKinney looks, sets it a pocket, throws open, receiver, touchdown! Colonels, we're not done yet!
Our identity is we're going to press for 40 minutes, we're going to play up-tempo, we're going to play with unbelievable passion, and then our brand is the most exciting 40 minutes in sports.
Welcome in to an all-new edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour, presented by Mad Mushroom Pizza, serving Colonels since 2016 and located right across the street from EKU's campus. Mad Mushroom Pizza is ready to serve you. Are you around for graduation this weekend? Hey, get you some Mad Mushroom Pizza. You getting ready to try to figure out what you're going to do all summer? Well, make sure Mad Mushroom's a part of the plan as well. Head into the store right across the street from campus. Order a pizza, some cheese sticks, a drink, whatever you want. Have a seat. Enjoy company there as well. And when you order, mention the Sports Stove podcast. You're going to get $5 off your purchase of $20 or more. Or you can order online. Have it delivered. MadMushroom.com. Use the code SPORTS5 and you're going to get that same discount. $5 off, $20 purchase or more. And so lots of great stuff going on with Mad Mushroom right now, and they've been a great partner this year. I hope that you've taken some time to thank them for being a part of this program. Again, it's Mad Mushroom right across the street from campus, or online, madmushroom.com. Mad Mushroom, feed your head. And we're feeding your EKU fix again today. We're winding down to the end of this school year, which means we're winding down to the end of the local hour for this sports year. We're gonna do some fun things this summer. I got some big plans in the works for EKU fans that I think you're really going to enjoy, and hoping to be able to announce that in the next couple of weeks. But looking forward to some summer things. We might take a few weeks off once the school year ends. And when there's no live sports to talk about at EKU, well, we might take a few weeks off. But like I said, some big plans for you coming throughout the summer. And then, of course, picking back up again once football season kicks off in the new school year as well. We need to say congratulations to all who are graduating. That's a wonderful feeling. I still remember the day that I graduated and the wonderful just load off my shoulder it was. And then all of a sudden I was an adult. I was getting married and starting my career and all those good things. So congratulations to everyone graduating as well. And along with graduation, there's something else you can do on Friday afternoon. Catch some EKU baseball. EKU baseball concludes their home games for the year, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Weather, of course, could play a role in this, but nonetheless, if you can get out and cheer on the guys against Liberty, make sure you do that. There's other things going on, concluding as well, other sports and things like that also. So we were not able to get a baseball. We were going to have two guests on today, but we were unable to get a baseball person scheduled, just with everything that's going on with the finals and their final home stretch as well. But hopefully next week we'll have a chance to chat with somebody there from EKU baseball as they conclude their season. But what we've got for you today in this episode is EKU women's basketball coach Greg Todd. We have a lot of things to talk about: new players, returning players, coaching changes. There's a lot of things happening within the girls program, and so excited to talk with Coach Todd about all of those things. You know, like I said, we're heading into this new school year, we're heading into the summer. Of course, the transfer portal is hot. As we get into football season, we'll talk to the football coaches and players and things like that, and you get to meet some new people and all those sorts of things as well. And there'll be constant changes every week. It seems like somebody new added or someone leaving or whatever it may be to the EKU football program. EKU basketball is still building a little bit. I had retweeted, it's been several weeks ago now, John Ukamoto had entered the transfer portal. I reached out to John, and it took him a while to respond, but he finally did, and he said, hey, I'm coming back, not leaving. So, as they announced in the press conference, they said, everyone's coming back. And I didn't get a chance to ask, or I forgot to ask, did it mean literally everyone or the guys that talked, you know, those kinds of things as well. And it was shortly after that press conference that I saw on Twitter that John was transferring. But like I said, he responded and said, hey, man, I'm not going anywhere, sticking around. So it still looks like they have been able to retain everyone who was eligible to come back. And there could still be a change, I suppose. But looking pretty good for the EKU men, right? And they added a transfer from Butler, former four-star recruit. So he's not tiny, but he's a smaller guy. Combo guard to wing. I say smaller guy compared to some, I guess. He's not that small, but he'll be a wing there at EKU. And so we'll get a chance hopefully to meet him in the future and whoever else they add as well. But today is about EKU women's basketball. And like I said, there's a lot to talk about with Coach Todd. Always appreciate him taking some time to jump on the program. And it's been a little while since we talked to Coach Todd, so I'm excited about this conversation. We're going to break away for a quick commercial break, and when we return, we'll be chatting with EKU women's basketball coach Greg Todd. Mad Mushroom Pizza is now a proud sponsor of the Sports Stove Podcast. Mad Mushroom, home of the original cheese sticks. Proudly serving EKU's campus, Mad Mushroom offers Colonel's amazing pizza, cheese sticks, wings, grinders, and so much more. Next time you visit, tell them the Sports Stove sent you, and you get $5 off any order over $20. Or visit online, madmushroom.com. And when you order, enter the code SPORTS5, and you'll get that $5 off any order over $20. Mad Mushroom, feed your head.
With over 20 years of experience, Matt Schaefer and the good folks at locally owned IPM Pest and Termite provides pest control service for all of Central Kentucky's pest control needs. Whether you have a current pest control problem or want to prevent infestation from ever entering your home, IPM Pest and Termite offers maintenance programs that will help keep pests out of your home and provide peace of mind. So for dependable, reliable services that you can count on, get in touch with our good friend Matt Schaefer at IPM Pest and Termite today at myipm.com. That's myipm.com.
All right. Joining us on the program now is EKU women's head basketball coach, Greg Todd. Coach, it's always a pleasure to have you on. How you doing?
Doing great, Vince. Thanks. Been in the middle of the transfer portal. It's all good. Can't complain.
Yeah. I tell you, every coach I talk to, the transfer portal is one of those things, right? It's good in some ways. It's a pain in some ways, but you got to do it or else you sink, right?
Hey, if we love what we do, we got to love the transfer portal. So yeah, I embrace it. It's a different day every day. And it's a different type of recruiting that, is new, but, certainly, feel like, so far, we're doing okay in the portal. So it's a positive thing. We're still, got more work to do, but it's going in a positive way.
Well, 2 years into your EKU stint, I know that you still have things you want to accomplish. I know there's still goals to reach and all that kind of stuff. How happy are you with the progress of the program with where you sit today?
I think it's a great question, and certainly I'm pleased that we're definitely moving in a positive direction. We were pleased with the first year, getting hired in 2 years ago in May and being able to have a 15 win season. And I felt like this year we made strides. I felt like we were a bigger threat in the conference. The ASUN has been at an all time high in terms of the quality of teams, and for us to win 18 games with a tough schedule overall, most wins and, in nearly a decade. So that was good. We had a couple games that we'd like to play over again, but I think most coaches and teams would say that. But I thought to establish a winning season, and the nice thing about this team is we felt like we had a good core of players returning. We knew after the first year that we lost a good part of our team, and then when Bree Crittenden ACL'd in June, that was a tough blow for us, a starter who's a freshman starter. So things look better in terms of who we return for this coming year, and you know, obviously we've been off to a pretty good start in the transfer portal, and feel very optimistic moving forward. You know, there will be some changes in the league with Liberty going to Conference USA and Jacksonville State. Those are two strong teams, and Kennesaw will have one more year in our league. It'll be divisional play next year, and certainly Lipscomb had a great year this year. They returned their whole starting five. Austin Peay had a good team. They're going to have to reload. They lost a lot of players, but I'm sure Coach Young will get them rolling. Should be a good division for sure on our side, and then on the east side. Obviously, Florida Gulf Coast has probably been the most dominant basketball team in any conference over the last 15, 16 years, or definitely one of the top two or three in men's or women's.
Yeah. Now, you've lost this year. There's a fair amount of movement on the roster, but you do return your core group of players. Most of your minute and scorers and all those kinds of people. You did lose a couple contributors and things as well. But you look at the returning people. Of course, you've got Alice, who's coming into her third year, Bridget and Bree, who will be back from the injury as well. And then returning Marissa and Antoinette for their senior seasons too. I mean, the amount of firepower you're returning it's incredible. And I was excited to hear it because, you know, Antoinette came in and had this phenomenal year, newcomer of the year in the conference, and leading scorer, all these things. And you never know what's going to happen after a year like that.
No, you don't. I mean, in today's game, you know she had a great year, but certainly with the accolades she had, it would have been easy as a grad transfer to find another place. But she loved Richmond, loved Eastern Kentucky. I'd recruited her pretty hard. I quit going to Chicago. I went so much to see her when I was at Morehead State. I said, I don't know. It was a player that we were hoping to get there. And, you know, things have a funny way of working out. But what an amazing season she had. And for her to return, I mean, she could have gone overseas, played professionally. But she wanted to do more, bring more. And I think you'll see even a better version of Antoinette this year. And as you mentioned, Marissa Mackins missed part of the first part of the year. I think she learned some things. I think she's working harder in the off season to be even better this year. She's got a great IQ, certainly a big-time player for us. And then Alice Recognati, you can't say enough about her. She's still got another year after this year. Just a great competitor, hard-nosed. That's a great threesome to have to come back. And then, as you know, as I mentioned before, with Bree Crittenden, you're looking at a player who would have probably been a starter if you start as a freshman. Even though we did have some transfers, she would have had a chance to be a major player for us. And I've had, being a head coach over 30 years, I've seen, unfortunately, a few ACLs, and most all of them come back better. And you know, the surgeons do an awesome job, the trainers do a great job, and then the players, it takes a little time to get that confidence. But the one thing about all of players that I've ever had with ACLs, they come back as better shooters. And I think Bree is, you know, worked tremendously on her shot. So we're excited about her. And then Bridget Fox was a role player that gave us some very quality minutes. We were a little short in that position in the five spot. So we're definitely excited about those players returning. And then, you know, we'd signed a couple freshmen in November that had very solid years as well.
Yeah, you got two freshmen signed, Sanaya Shelton from Bowling Green and Kalani Lindsay from Florida, from high school in Florida, not University of Florida. You bring both these girls in, and I'm told, you know, you got to think through when you were brought in May, you said, for your first year, that was kind of after the recruiting stage of it all. So this is your first true freshman class of kids coming through.
It is, and I think Sanaya gives us a long, athletic point guard who is a great passer. Defensively, will add to our team. She's been on a winning program at Bowling Green. She's played in two or three state tournaments, and she's a player that's used to good competition. And then Kalani is a player that had a great – I followed her quite a bit at all of her events last year, last summer. She had several offers. She's got quite a family of success. I think her mom started basketball at Central Florida. Her sister was a starter at West Virginia. Her dad played at Georgia Southern football, played at Roy Kidd Stadium against Roy Kidd back in the day. So quite a family, and she certainly has got a lot of athleticism, good size. I think can make a difference this first year coming in. She moved from Florida to Houston, but had a great year this year.
And then so, you got your transfer portal class that's coming through, and it's not done yet. But the ones that have signed so far that we're allowed to talk about. So Rafaela Toussaint, post player, about 6 foot, I think, from Ryder. You got to see her this past season when you were in Ireland as well. Did you know of her before then, or is that where you kind of saw
her? That's where I really got to see. She likes to be called Rappy, and Rappy had a great year. She's played 3 years at Ryder. She's from Canada. I think our fans will really like her. I think she's got her best basketball ahead of her. She will. She may end up guarding some posts, but I think offensively, she'll be more of a wing. She had a down year for her shooting threes this year, but if you look at her freshman sophomore year, she's a good 3-point shooter. I think she can be definitely a player that can shoot the three. I think she'll be able to get to the rim, draw fouls, and I think she'll be able to play out on the perimeter. And if she gets a good matchup against a smaller player, she can post up. And then defensively, she'll be able to guard 1 through 5, and just a great young lady. Very excited about her coming in, and gives us, you know, biggest thing we lost with three of our players, the two seniors being Danielle Rainey and Emma Hacker, was a lot of length. And then Ari Kirkwood is leaving. So we lost some wing length. So to get Rappy in will definitely help.
Definitely. And then Nakia Thompson, combo guard out of Jacksonville State. So you've seen her recently as well. And what do you like about her and the addition she's going to bring?
You know, I was so enthusiastic about her. I've coached against her several times. Even when I was at Morehead State, I love the player. She's a player that makes everybody better. She can do all facets of the game. She had an injury this year. She had a concussion early. I don't think she ever really got herself back on track this year. But if you look back at her junior year, they were a 20-plus win team. She was, in my opinion, one of the best players on that team. She's a great passer, a good shooter. And Coach Petrie, talked to him last week, and he had mentioned his teams are tremendous defensively. He recruits defensive players first. And he said she may have been the best on-ball defender that he has ever coached. So, you know, a lot of praise for her. I think she will be a great addition to our squad as well.
That's exciting to hear. And then the one that's being announced, so our episode drops Friday. We're recording this Thursday night, but I'm told we're allowed to talk about it. So sure. Sierra McCollum, Tennessee State transfer, and she's going to bring something exciting to the team as well.
Yes, I think we lacked, you know, outside of Bridget Fox, we had a hard time with the physicality and size, and not only having Kalani this year, I think Sierra's started her career at Charlotte. She was a good player for Tennessee State in terms of the physicality that she brought every night, and she, I think, can bring that to us. And she's, she's over 6 feet tall, listed 6'2", and gives us more height than, she loves to be inside. Her physical nature is to be a five player, and so I think she will make a difference also.
So as it sits right now, you've got 10 players on the roster for next season. Don't mention any names. That'll get you in trouble. But are you going to fill the rest of the roster with transfers, or are you still looking in the high school ranks some too?
There's a, looking at different spots, obviously. I think we're still looking for another wing that can make shots. We feel like we can be a good shooting team. So we're looking for a wing with some decent length, and we're on some of those as well. We've talked to another post player. We'll see kind of where she is. And I've never been real big. I know we get 15 scholarships, save the budget a little bit of money there. And I feel like 15 is usually too much, but you get to usually 13 is kind of the lucky number for me, instead of unlucky is 13. But if you get to 13 and somebody breaks open late, that's just a huge difference maker. You always have got those scholarships available. And I just think it gives you more time to spend with the players you have. And we try to make a real good look at getting people in that we feel like can help us. And you never know with the injury bug and that type of thing, but 13 is usually the number that we will look for. So there's definitely three more spots. I will say, just looking at this team outside of knowing that we've got Rappy and Antoinette who can fill it up from all over the court. I feel like in my 30 years, I've never had three players that pass the basketball like the three that we have. And that being Nakia's unbelievable passer. She's been 2-1. I think she can be with a high scoring team, even a 2.5-3-1 assist to turnover. Leche Recognati is one of your best passers in the A-Sun. No question. Just look at her numbers. And then Marissa Mackins had a few turnovers late in the year, but she was over 2-1 most of the year. I think it kind of got down to about 2-1. That's pretty good to have three. At times, we may have all three of those out on the court, and it'd certainly be fun if you're one of the other fourth or fifth player with those three. They're going to find you, and so that's very exciting about what we have to look forward to next season.
Now with Antoinette, when I talked to her last year during the season, I was intrigued because she has such a great scoring numbers, but they pretty much all come inside the 3-point line. Yeah. So do you expect her to broaden her horizons a little bit and shoot more from three, or do you like what she does and just say, keep doing it?
It's hard to take away her strength. And I think her strength is long twos. I know basketball, the analytics tells you that is not a good shot. And for most players, it's not. But for Antoinette, it is. She's got an uncanny ability to make the long twos and very, very consistent. Only had one or two poor games, really, out of 30-plus games is amazing consistency. So we're not trying to take away the long twos. We are looking to add a little more of the three. She did sort of at the end of the year start looking a little bit more at threes. I think she's worked very hard on that. I think the biggest thing, she's going to get a lot of attention and continue to work on her passing. We're hoping to get her assist to turnover ratio close to even. We know it's hard to do that when teams sometimes send two or three people at you, but we feel like we have enough around her as we work toward that. We want to get her passing better. And defensively, I think we'll be a little deeper team. We had to get so much out of her offensively last season. She didn't have her best season defensively, but we feel like we'll be able to give her a break, hopefully, with the roster we have here and there, and also focus on her defensively being more of a solid defender. So, but she's a dream to coach, and quite a hard worker, and makes life easy for us coaches with what she does, and is a good leader. And we're definitely thrilled that she's coming back.
Now, I love what you said about that, not taking away her strengths, because you're right. And I listen to a million coaches podcasts and things like that and try to take in as much information as I can. And there are guys who'll say zero mid-range shots whatsoever, none whatsoever. You got to do layups or threes, whatever it is. How many years did it take you to adopt that philosophy of say, hey, if it's their strength, I'm going to let them do it?
You know, I've always been you aspire in the women's game. If you can get close to 1 point per possession, that's winning basketball. And the 3-point shot has definitely done that for a lot of players. It's not as consistent, and you can have some games as you watch the Warriors play. As some of those guys get a little older, it's amazing when you're making threes. And last year when we were making threes, we were a tough team to beat as well. So we love the three. And obviously, if you can get into the rack zone, you draw fouls. But a player like Walker, to me, is very valuable because teams don't know how to defend, I think, long twos. Yeah, you know, I had a player at Morehead State who nearly had 2,000 points, Miranda Crockett. She couldn't shoot a three. She could. It was not even in her arsenal. But when you're hitting 50% of those shots and you have to chart them and know that is still winning basketball. You may not draw as many fouls, but 50%, and it does bring the defense out on you. And now, especially if she's got a bigger player, she can get by them and get to the rack zone, draw fouls and score. So, it's not the norm of most players today, but certainly I think as a coach and staff, you watch and see what they like to do. And certainly, in the same way, sometimes, you know, the freedom, I mean, we like to, as coaches, allow our players to have freedom, but if you're not making 3-point shots throughout the season and you're giving your team a lift in other areas, you probably need to cut, you know, and as a head coach for a long time, you have to have that discussion sometimes with some of your players that, hey, I know you love the three. Not that we're going to totally get it out of your system, but you're going to play more if you're doing the other things. So I think it's a lot based on playing to your strengths makes your teams strong. I mean, because you would think at this level, you've got players that can play to their strengths, and certainly I think with Mari, that's we never say a word to her on a 15-foot long two that you might say something to another player that's not what they need to do.
Yeah, I love that, and you know it's every single player I've had on, and over the last 2 years. It's been 6 or 7 players from your team, and they've all said the same thing, that you guys give them the freedom to do what they do best. And I think that's what the, you know, last year when I talked with Antoinette and talked with Mac as well, that was one of the big points of them coming here was, hey, we knew that if we came here, they were going to let us play to our strengths and give us the freedom. They use that word freedom, the freedom to do so. And that's, I think that's a huge selling point for your program. You talked about your staff there, and we've had several of your staff on. Abby Owens is gone. She goes to Cincinnati. So now we can share how much you greatly disliked Abby. No, I'm just kidding. I know Abby was a friend, and it was an important part of your staff too. And we congratulate her. Hope that she does well in Cincinnati. So how soon do you fill that void on your staff?
You know, I think we're pretty aggressive right now. I've talked to a couple people. I think we should have a replacement probably within a week or two. You know, I don't think it'll be long drawn out. So it's nice when you're winning, and, you know, I think we're attractive. Just a lot of things our university is doing is great. So we're excited about, you know, the getting another person in with new energy. And but obviously Abby was a tremendous asset to our program, a great recruiter, hard worker. Girls really respected her. And but there's, with now the rule with two more coaches being able to go on the floor, you're going to see more and more Power Five programs in men's and women's where their budget is such that they can go spend a lot of money on that fourth and fifth coach. So it does open up a lot of openings for assistant coaches, and I think that's a good thing. But it, you know, at our level, we are going to lose some coaches because Abby will not be able to recruit, but still being in a program that's heading in a, I think it'll be heading in a good direction. She's connected with that staff at University of Cincinnati, and we're really happy for her, even though obviously we'll be dearly missed.
Yeah. Do you, she's younger. And so do you view that as a success for you, that you had someone come on your staff that was able to move up, so to say, at least that sounds bad to say it that way, but to get that opportunity at Cincinnati in a school like that as well. That's, I would assume as a head coach, that's part of what you're doing too, is for, especially for your young assistants, is giving them the opportunity to grow as well.
Right. No, it's big. And, you know, at Eastern Kentucky, we do a good job of trying to retain our assistant coaches. I think, you know, we have a pretty competitive salary base that they get. They're treated well. We've got a lot of great things in place. But, you know, when you start getting in competition with Power Five schools, they're hard to beat. But I am proud of a lot of players that I've had over the years that have moved in up in the ranks as assistant coaches. And I feel like we've got a very very good staff now, and I think our replacement will be strong as well. So looking forward to getting that staff completed here very soon.
Yeah, and it's exciting. It's, of course, you still have two returning coaches plus your other staff too that's there as well. Of course, returning from last year as well, so that's always great. Coach, I've kept you a while. I appreciate it.
I love it. We talk all night, Vince. It's good.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's see if we can get some breaking news. Jerseys, you guys are switching to Nike. I talked with Michael Moreno on the guy's side several weeks back on it. Have you seen the new jerseys, what they look like? I'm assuming you know what they look like.
You know, I've looked at them. I'm not as big of a gear person as the players. It's awesome for our girls. And basketball players love the swoosh, love Nike. And I certainly, you want anything that can help recruiting and make them happy. I'm very, very happy for that. And, you know, I know where President has been a big part of that, and we feel very blessed to move into Nike. So for basketball and talking to AW, it does make a difference certainly, and we're excited about it. But it's still, we're the July 1 before we can start actually putting it on. But I have seen some of the jerseys, just, you know, not. We don't have them yet in hand, but just on the computer. But I think some of our designs will be cool, and certainly our recruits and our team they're all very very excited about that.
It's funny how they do. They really do get that excited about.
Absolutely, yeah. All my assistant coaches, I can tell you. Coretta Brown is, you know, a former WNBA player. She loves the swoosh. I probably wore it at North Carolina with Michael Jordan's gear, and of course Abby Owens, who left us, was huge on this. So we're definitely thrilled to get it.
And then you got a revamped auditorium, or not auditorium, arena as well, coming in the progress and things like that. So there's a lot of upgrades for not just the basketball program, but for the basketball program coming into the new year. And I know that as a coach, I'm sure you appreciate knowing the investment they're putting in and helping you guys out.
Oh, it's amazing that, and you know, nothing against Morehead State, but to see what we're able to do, and you know, Morehead State was good to me, but it's night and day what we do in comparison. And you know, I think it's showing up, and I think with our leadership that we have, our programs will continue. You know, we've had a good year this year, and I think it's just going to get better and better. And in the next couple years, you're going to see more great things at Eastern Kentucky. So I'm just very excited to be part of that. But this this gym renovation is almost unreal. What that will do for us, for the whole community, to have a facility like this is going to be. I know we got a little work to do before we get there, but it's just going to be awesome. I think it'll be, you know, great for the regional tournament. Who knows? The girls' state tournament used to be pretty big. I don't know if Rupp Arena is as good a place. You'd have to ask the coaches who are there. I always enjoyed when I was a high school coach playing at Diddle Arena in Western and at Eastern Kentucky. You know, got to play both of those venues, and the crowds were very, very good, and it was some great games. So yeah, I don't, down the road, who knows what that will bring, some concerts, and very, very exciting times to just see the layout just for basketball and volleyball is going to be amazing.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see it all get done. Coach, year three is now in progress. So you guys are rolling right along. Excited to continue to see how the roster fills out. Excited to see who comes on staff and things like that as well. Coach, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. And I truly appreciate the time you take for my program. And so thanks so much for coming on again.
Thank you, Vince. Appreciate all you do. And you've been a big, big help to our athletic program. Appreciate all you're doing. So
thank you.
Thanks.
Does the exterior of your home need a facelift? All Around Roofing has you covered. All Around Roofing is a locally owned company servicing Madison County and all of Central Kentucky. From roof repairs and replacements to gutters, siding, windows, soffits, chimney flashings, and more. All Around Roofing provides quality work and friendly service that will leave your house looking great. Call today, 859-489-5179 to get a free quote. That's 859-489-5179. We can handle your all-around exterior needs at All Around Roofing. Welcome back into the Sports Stove Local Hour presented by Mad Mushroom Pizza. Huge thank you to Coach Greg Todd for coming on and chatting with us here this week, and always appreciate his willingness to come on and chat, and the detail that he gives in the conversation as well is always appreciated. I want to remind you of a couple things going on with the Sports Stove podcast. Even as we come into the summer and the EKU stuff kind of winds down for a little while, I have two other shows that I host and would love for you to be a part of those. And that is every Sunday night at 8 p.m. I do a fantasy baseball show on my Sports Stove YouTube page or on the Belly Up Sports, the Belly Up Fantasy Sports Facebook page. And have guests on. We talk fantasy baseball every Sunday night at 8 p.m. You can also get the audio version of that wherever you're listening to this podcast right now, same channel and everything like that. Then on Wednesday night, my dad joins me. We did not do one this week, but typically every Wednesday night, 8 p.m., again on the Sports Stove YouTube page and on the Sports Stove Facebook page, we talk all things sports, a lot of NFL, Major League Baseball, college sports and things like that as well, and occasionally have guests on there too. Actually, Matt Jackson came on a couple weeks ago after he got signed with the Titans and chatted for a while. So anyways, it's a fun time. It's family friendly. You can listen to it in the car if you get kids in the car. You're not going to hear anything that you have to plug their ears for or anything like that. So hope that you'll be a part of that. And then, like I said, this local hour It's going to continue. It's going to continue to grow. And we've been so appreciative of everyone who has helped us out, the listeners. Thank you for downloading and listening. Thank you to our sponsors, Mad Mushroom Pizza, All Around Roofing, and IPM Pest and Termite. And like I said, we got huge things coming, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks, we can kind of break down what's ahead for the summer here with the Sports Stove Local Hour, and looking forward to all that, of course. I know for sure that as we get towards middle of the summer, we'll start doing position breakdowns for EKU football, and we'll talk with position coaches and with a player from each position. And we did that last year and was a lot of fun. And so look forward to doing that. But we got other things in store for you if you're an EKU sports fan. So looking forward to having all that out there here before too long as well. Make sure you follow us on social media at Sports Stove on Twitter and on Instagram. And then if you could do us a big favor, if you enjoy the program, would you go ahead and give us a five-star rating wherever you're listening, Apple, Spotify, wherever else you're listening at. And if you don't mind sharing the program and let other people know, hey, here's a program if you like EKU, you can listen to. And so excited about that too. I hope we'll see you out at the baseball park this weekend as the EKU baseball team finishes their home schedule, and before too long we'll be heading into postseason play, and so I hope we get to see you there. And again, congratulations to all those who have graduated this week as well. All right, folks, hopefully we'll see you again really soon. Thank you for listening to today's edition of the Sports Stove Local Hour. Until next time, we'll see you around the Sports Stove.